Northwest Washington State, 1985. Chapter 1. Aggie. Mama.
You stay on the ground, Agate.
Aggie scowled as her mother shouted across 30 rows of foot-high corn. Teeth clamped, the girl slammed her gloves into a bucket, then lengthened her stride until she reached the four-wheeler beside the barn. The words lay sharp against her spine. Mama must have seen her eye the crow's nest near the alders they cut that morning. Of course she did. Without looking back, the girl cranked the engine and revved the throttle. The tires skidded sideways, spewing gravel behind her before they caught and fishtailed into the pasture in a streak of crushed grass. The machine bucked uphill across uneven ground. Too fast, she knew. But the engine's whine would drown out anything else Mama might yell. When she crested the rise, she dropped the throttle into an idle and ran her eyes along the ridges of the North Cascades, their slopes blue beneath the snow line. Then she shifted sideways in her seat to look back toward her family's log house, the cupola-topped cedar barn, and the garden. Shrunken in the distance, her parents bent over baby onions in the June afternoon sunshine, weeding. Beyond them, sprinklers irrigated the tree seedlings Aggie had been hoeing since lunch. She clenched her arms and felt the ache in them, thankful that Dad called her off the job to retrieve the chainsaw he'd left in the woods. She drove down the backside of the hill, pulled the vehicle alongside a pile of firewood rounds, and clicked off the ignition. As if dismounting a horse, she swung her leg behind her and jumped to the ground, then trotted toward the Douglas fir that held the nest. Mama expected her to find Dad's saw and return right away. Nothing else. No climbing. But her mother would never know. Aggie could make it up and down the tree in under 5 minutes and be home with the saw before either parent missed her. Her eyes crawled up the old fir to a dark cluster of twigs where a sharp-beaked silhouette brooded her eggs. The male crow watched Aggie from an adjacent tree and bobbed to his mate, who waddled from the nest and hopped to a nearby branch. Aggie tilted her head at them and pressed her finger to her lips.
"Nothing to worry about," she whispered. "I just want to see him."
The fir was an easy one, the nest only the height of a telephone pole. She had scaled trees like this, what, 100 times? 500? With no sign of Mama, she entered the tree, her feet and hands deliberate as she climbed, her movements brisk. Boughs heavy with needles offered a quick ladder. The silent crows watched, squatting, wings poised, their necks stretched low. Halfway up, the foliage grew sparser, and her heart raced at her high visibility. If Mama had followed, she would spot her for sure. Aggie picked up her pace, planting her foot on a limb the diameter of her wrist, and, without testing its strength, pulled her full 55 pounds onto it. The limb snapped. A flailing arm snagged a branch and she dangled, scrambling for toeholds. Both birds squawked and took to the sky, spreading the alarm. Startled sparrows launched from the grass below as the crows circled and dove. Aggie found her footing and braced against the onslaught. When a beak speared her shoulder, she pawed the air behind her, intercepted a crow across its breast, and flung it sideways. Both birds arced skyward, protesting as she hoisted herself to the bole of the nest and peered inside. There, arranged in a circle like the petals of a flower, the olive-green egg's narrow tips touched at the center. "Five," she said to the raucous hovering birds and stuck her thumb in the air. A thrill surged through her. In 2 weeks, she'd begin to visit daily. Though the crows were sure to jab her a few more times, they'd get used to her, like they all did. When she watched their first egg hatch, she'd memorize it and draw the cracked shell and emerging beak. She'd record every hatchling in her book, just like Dad.